This bill was something that our colleague Dave Arnold was firmly committed to as a professional who devoted himself to enforcing laws and securing justice for crime victims, as a proud and caring parent, and as someone possessed of strong moral conscience. Our action here and now is meant as a lasting tribute to his leadership and his determination. No one should see this as a simple, well-meaning gesture. This measure, this important measure, is a serious response to an enduring problem that is vile and despicable. Most people would think this is an automatic vote, as they are appalled by suppliers and possessors of child pornography. But there are voices out there objecting to the prospect and cost of putting more people in jail. As someone who has supported criminal justice reform, I understand the work that we need to do. But I do have one simple question. Do we really want a criminal justice system where we cannot put away those who maliciously exploit children? As a society, we must work together to ensure our children are protected, and anyone who would engage in an act that harms an innocent child must be held accountable for their actions. I cannot, and I know Dave Arnold could not, comprehend leniency for a crime of this nature. What we seek to penalize through this bill is not casual or incidental action, because the resources of law enforcement and child protection committed to stopping this, people have to search hard and run serious risks to locate this offensive material. When we put high priority on this bill, I took a look at the statistics from the U.S. Sentencing Commission. Child pornography is not a crime conveniently blamed on others. Nearly all the offenders are men, 5 out of 6 are white, and fewer than 1 out of 4 had a criminal record. It is a problem of Main Street, not back alleys or hidden corners. The embarrassing and disgraceful misconduct of a former member of the General Assembly reinforced that this was not some distant concern, far removed from our experience. And over the 5 years up to 2018, the Administrative Office of the Pennsylvania Courts reported that child pornography led statewide cybersecurity statistics and amazingly accounted for 39% of all sexual offenders sentenced. As every massive hack reminds us, those using technology for illicit purposes are often more agile than those charged with protecting, enforcing, and penalizing wrongdoing. For that reason, Senator Arnold's key piece of legislation includes a task force of professional experts charged with upgrading every aspect of our fight against this sin. One child victimized would be too many if he or she were yours or mine, including my precious 3-year-old and 7-month-old grandchildren. Thousands are being victimized who are effectively under our care. This is intolerable. Last session, Senator Arnold's bill cleared the Senate, but unfortunately things stopped there and it didn't get across the finish line. So today, as we start as early as possible in this Senate session, we have the memory and the guiding light of Dave Arnold, represented here today by his beloved wife Alicia and their daughter Reese, to further compel action toward enshrining his work in state law. Beginning today, there are 254 elected officials who must answer a basic question. If we are unwilling to do everything in our power to protect innocent children from this degrading and damaging exploitation, what does it say about our conscience, our responsibility, and our priorities? So today, I stand in memory and in tribute to Dave Arnold. I felt privileged to get to know him and to work with you on this very important measure. And it should reflect, although my name may appear first, his name will always be first. Stand with me as a voice for our children and vote yes on this important and meaningful bill in honor and tribute to a good man.